Ani, bonjour, saygo, sagolin, greetings, kolmosay. And now we're going to share with you some of the announcements of what's happening in and around the London and District area here on Smoke Signals.
Okay, you can look forward to the new moon, which will occur on March 19th, and the next full moon won't be until April 4th.
Renowned First Nations author, historian, and teacher of languages, Dr. Basil Johnson is scheduled to be at Huron College in room U214 in the large amphitheater this coming Friday, March 22nd, from 2 till 4 p.m. Dr. Johnson, author of 11 books, with the most recent being The Manitous, Ojibwe Heritage, Ojibwe Ceremonies, Indian School Days, and Moose Meat and Wild Rice, is scheduled to sign books afterwards at the campus bookstore in the UCC building.
The Between Cultures Art Dialogue proudly presents music from different cultures concert featuring the Unseated Band. The Unseated Band, traditional and contemporary Aboriginal music, along with Chianyu Park, Korean instrumentalist, the Urshad Khan Ensemble, Indian classical and folk music, and Faina Estampa, which is Afro-Peruvian dance company, are going to be at the London Convention Theatre at 300 York Street in London on Saturday, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. The tickets are $8 advance or $10 at the door, and they are available at the Cross Culture Learner Center, the El Condor Trading Company, Hyson Music Store, Variety Hispania, and Woman's Line Bookstore. For further information, call 660-8850.
Come out to the University of Michigan for the 24th annual Dance for Mother Earth Ann Arbor Powwow, scheduled to take place March 29th, 30th, and 31st at the University of Michigan Chrysler Arena. Friday's grand entry will start at 7 p.m., with two grand entries on Saturday at 1 p.m. and at 7 p.m. The final grand entry will be on Sunday at 1 p.m. Traders are by invitation only. For more information, contact Shannon Martin at 313-936-8073 or 313-763-9044.
On March 26th at around 7:30 p.m., you can come out to the Unitarian Fellowship Center of London, located at 29 Victoria Street, and receive a medicine wheel teaching given by Vivian Peters. Vivian, who is the First Nations Services Coordinator at the University of Western Ontario, is an Anishinaabe Kwe of the Thunderbird Clan. After a Roman Catholic upbringing, she has endorsed the traditional ways of the Madewan society. Her role at the university is to make it a welcome place for Native people and to support academic life by facilitating understanding between administration and students. For further information, you can contact Harold Kohler at 453-5452.
Anishinaabemowin is a conference on the Anishinaabe language being held in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, March 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Water Tower Inn in the Sault. This conference is hosted by the Anishinaabe people at Algoma University College, Sault College, and Cambrian College. For registration and conference information, contact Howard Lebgamakrad at the Algoma University College, 1520 Queen Street East, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, P6A 2G4.
Be sure to give your strength and monetary support to the Oneyantaaga First Nations as they get together to participate in a tug of war. The date scheduled is April the 6th, and you can call Debbie Jewell at 652-0696, and she'll let you know details about the location and the time.
There will be a support group dealing with grief recovery starting on April 3rd until June 5th, Wednesdays from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Walpole Island at their health center. For further information, contact Charlene Dodge at the health center at 519-627-0765.
The Aboriginal Achievement Awards is scheduled to take place on April the 10th out in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Listen to Smoke Signals First Nations Radio 94.7 FM, and we'll let you know as soon as we can what channel this wonderful award show will be on, what time, who's presenting, and who's receiving.
Bepi Sainte Marie is having a show of her latest artworks at the First Canadian Place in Toronto from now till April 18th.
The Native Canadian Centre of Toronto would like to invite you all to attend the 10th annual Elders and Traditional Teachers Gathering. This year's theme is Healing Our Nations, Changing Together, and is scheduled to take place on April 20th and 21st in Toronto at the Howard Johnson's in downtown Toronto. For more information, please contact Leslie Ann Pollock at the Traditional Awareness Gathering Hotline at area code 416-222-1240. Confirmed elders and teachers planning to attend the gathering are Ernie Benedict, Curtis Hopkins, Vern Harper, Sarah Smith, Herb Navagon, Ella Waukee, Olive McGregor, Shawnee Campbell-Starr, and Winona Arriaga.
The Native Canadian Center of Toronto invites you to attend the Gathering of Nations powwow featuring the Miss Indian World Contest that will be held once again in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Dates of the trip are from April 25th through to the 29th and offers return airfare, 4 nights accommodation at the powwow host hotel, reserve seats for 2 days at the powwow, including grand entry, reserve seats for Miss Indian World Contest, and 1 day trip to Acoma Pueblo Sky City and Gallup City, New Mexico. For further information regarding trip costs, contact Pat Turner at the Native Canadian Friendship Center at 416-964-9087 or at 905-826-4528.
Here's what's happening later on. Insight and the Global Mail present a two-day conference titled Aboriginal Tax and Finance 96, Creative Strategies for Aboriginal Businesses. It is estimated that by the year 2000, over one-third of the land in Canada will be returned to First Nations control. Resolution of recent claims has delivered to First Nation approximately $35,000 per Aboriginal person, and it has been estimated that the cost to resolve the land claims in British Columbia alone will exceed $10 billion. It's clear that the First Nations community is becoming a substantial economic force in this country, and Corporate Canada has moved faster than the government to address this need and foster ties the Aboriginal groups and businesses. In recent years, the need for financial services for First Nations to meet their expanding resource, business, and community obligations has increased exponentially. Understand the tax issue and financial decisions that must be made in order to develop a relationship with First Nations communities. This conference is a must for anyone wishing to do business with First Nation communities and for First Nation representatives who are considering new economic and business ventures as well as their own legal and business advisors. For more information, call 416-777-1242. This two-day conference is scheduled to take place on May 15th and 16th at the Holiday Inn on King Street in Toronto.
The 5th Annual Dream Speaker Festival is once again coming to Edmonton in late spring 1996. Slated for May 21st through till the 26th, this annual Aboriginal Arts Celebration offers a unique exploration into the cultures of the Indian Métis and Inuit people of this land. The Dream Speakers Film Symposium will venture into the areas of documentary production, acting, writing, discussions between broadcasters and producers, a mini-pitching session, and take a retrospective look at the work of Canada's foremost Aboriginal male actor, Graham Greene. This coming year, we'll see the introduction of the first annual Aboriginal Film Awards. This inaugural recognition of outstanding achievement in the Aboriginal filmmaking industry will be hosted by Tom Jackson, with appearances by Helen Callahan, Jimmy Herman, Dakota House, Adam Beach, Ryan Black, Gary Farmer, Sekwan Odger, Tina Keeper, and Gordon Tatousis. For more information, contact the Dream Speaker Festival office at 403-439-3456 or send correspondence to 914 76th Avenue, Edmonton, Alberta, T6E1K7.
And finally, we here at Smoke Signals radio program would like to say Nyawe and Miigwech to the following Native newspapers and magazines who send copies of their publications to Smoke Signals free of charge in order that we can have the latest in news and information to offer to our Smoke Signals listening audience. The newspapers are the Tekawanake from Six Nations, the Eastern Door from Mohawk Country at Ganawagi, Kautu all the way from Sechelt, B.C., Anishinaabeg News from North Bay, which is a publication of the Union of Ontario Indians, News from Indian Country from Hayward, Wisconsin, Aguego, which is a quarterly published out of Cornell University in beautiful Ithaca, New York, Wawate all the way from Sioux Lookout in Northern Ontario, Indian Time from Akwesasne, the Jib Kenyan from Wapul Island, and the Akwesasne Quarterly Magazine, which is a publication based out of Akwesasne, which borders on Ontario, Quebec, and New York. If you would like information on subscribing to any newspaper or magazine that is mentioned on our show, Please call us at 661-2111, extension 5083, and we'll get the information out to you as quick as we can, and that's all we have for now.
Ani bujo sego sugali and nyawe miigwech to Mary Lou and Jessica. We are going to hear now from Jody Thomas Gaskin, who comes from Manitoba, and he has his new CD out called Part of Being Anishinaabe. Anishinaabe in the Ojibwe Anishinaabe language means original human being. And this is the title song, cover song of Part of Being Anishinaabe here on Smoke Signals.